Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Praise him, everyone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God this morning. Amen. As we praise him in the middle of it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for his grace, for his mercy, and for his sovereignty this morning. Good morning, good people. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace and mercy this morning. Amen. We bless and praise our God this morning. Amen. For his sovereignty, for waking us up on this Sunday morning. Glory to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that he is doing in this hour. Amen. Welcome to Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning, our Sunday morning service. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank and praise God. This morning, this day, glory to God, because this is the day that he has made. Amen. He said we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Amen. Praise God. And welcome the Holy Spirit to have his way today. Amen. Thanking the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray. Father God, we come this morning thanking you and praising you and glorifying your holy name, Father. Lord, we just lift you up, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We bless your holy name because you are God and you are God alone, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I ask you, Father God, to have your way this day. Move by your mighty power, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray, God, that you will bless every household that's represented on this line this morning, Father God, and throughout the world, Father God, the ones that are serving you, Father God, the ones, Lord God, are going glory to God and doing the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your children, Father God, that's called by your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father God, that you will cause a great revival, glory to God, to even come upon the line, glory to God, of all the listeners, Father God, that the word of God will go out, God, throughout nations, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, because you said in your word, if you be lifted up, Father God, that you would draw all men unto yourself. So I thank you, Lord, that we're going to lift you up today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I decrease, God, let the power of God increase, Father God, like never before, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hide me behind the cross, Lord God, that they will see you and hear you only, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Lord God, that you are sending from heaven, God, upon me right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let the meditation of my heart be accessible in your sight this morning, God. We thank you, Father, for the movement of the Holy Spirit this morning. Glory to your name, Father. We bless you, we praise you, we glorify you, we lift you up. These things I pray in your son, Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I want to talk, amen, glory to God, and bring forth the word, amen, that God has laid upon my heart on this week, amen, glory to God. We're going to talk about Elijah, amen, praise God. And we know that Elijah, at a point in time, was the depressed prophet. So it's possible for a giant of faith, amen, glory. He was a giant, amen, in faith, and someone who has witnessed firsthand beyond a shadow of a doubt the power of God to become discouraged and even depressed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Someone who has incredible faith struggled with depression, but I'm not going to focus on the depression. I'm going to focus on becoming. Glory to God. Becoming, becoming, becoming. So I want to talk about becoming. Glory to God. So I do hope, however, that we come together today, amen. Some may be struggling, amen, with depression, hope, and we can, glory to God, come to God and know that before us, there's a great cloud of witnesses before us. And previously, just becoming Elijah, glory to God, so far we have witnessed Elijah, and I'm going to go to scriptures, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. In a word, amen, that glory to God, Elijah went, became, and delivered a message of judgment, and then he got away from there and hid in the brook of Cherith, amen, praise God. When the water from the brook dries up due to the drought, God sends Elijah to the widow in Zarephath. After 3.5 years of drought, God sends Elijah to present himself before King Ahab and invites all the people of Israel and all the false prophets who were sponsored by Queen Jezebel for the ultimate showdown revealing who is the real God. So today, praise God, come with me this morning. Let's travel a little bit this morning. Amen. Glory to God. 1 Kings 19 and verses 3 and 4. How about that? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He went to Beersheba, a town in Judah, the place of praise. Come on, somebody. And he left his servant there. Then he went alone into the wilderness, traveling all day. He sat down under a solitary broom tree, amen, glory to God, and prayed that he might die. He says in the word, I had had enough, Lord. He said, take my life, for I am no better than my ancestors who have already died. How can a person who was so successful so recently find himself so discouraged he wishes he would die? Just the other day, Elijah had prayed for the fire, glory to God, that the fall, and it fell from heaven. If you go, come on, let's go to the word of God. The Bible says, glory to God, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, come on, Holy Spirit, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. He said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their heart back to you again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust. And it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now, when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. We find that just the day Elijah had prayed and the fire fell from heaven. Then he went on again, glory to God, and he prayed that in 3.5 years, drought ended. I'm talking about the prophet of God. I'm talking about becoming. Hey, my son, the Holy Ghost. The drought, and the Bible says in 1 Kings 18 and 41 through 46, it says, and then Elijah said to Ahab, go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And so Ahab went up to eat and drink. And Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Then he bowed down on the ground and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, go up now, look towards this thing. So he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And 7 times he said, go again. Then it came to pass. So I said, then it came to pass. The 7th time that he said, there is a cloud as small as a man's hand rising out of the sea. So he said, go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot. Go down before the rain stops you. Now it happened in the meantime that the sky became black with clouds and winds, and there was a heavy rain. And so Ahab rode away and went to Zeri. And the Bible says, then the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran ahead of Ahab to the entrance of Zeri. Now here, praise God, we find that Elijah is praying. He prayed, and 3.5 years of drought has ended. This is the prophet of God. Somebody shout with me, becoming. early. He had prayed for the boy to come back to life. My God, I give him glory. In 1 Kings 17 and verses 17 and 24, he prays for the little boy to come back to life. The Bible says Elijah revived. He revived the widow's son. The Bible says, now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick. And his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. And so she said to Elijah, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sins to remembrance and to kill my son? Glory to God. The Bible says, and he said to her, give me your son. So he took him out of her arms and carried him to the upper room where he was staying in and laid him on his own bed. And then he cried out to the Lord and said, my God, oh Lord, my God, have you also brought the tragedy on the widow? Come on, glory to God, with whom I lounge where I stay by killing her son. He's talking to God, and he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, oh Lord, my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him. And then the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came back to him, and he was revived, people of God. And Elijah took the child and brought him down to the upper room into the house and gave him to the mama. Oh, my son, told Obo Sanda. Elijah said, see, your son lives. Then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God, and that the word of the Lord is in your mouth is the truth. So she was telling him, Elijah, you the truth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So Elijah, early, he prays for the boy to come back to life. How can anyone, after witnessing so many miracles in his life, feel like a failure and want to die? Even the best, come on, somebody, I want to talk to us today. Even the best can get discouraged. The faithful are not immune, glory to God, to Satan's assaults. Amen. Praise God. I want to talk to somebody that's doing the work of the Lord, that's doing what God has called them to do, that's in the will of God at this point of time. Unexpected turns, events comes in our lives. Amen. The Bible says in 1 Kings 19 and 1 and 2, and Ahab told Jezebel that all that Elijah had done, and also glory to God, how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. And then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah saying, so let the gods, the little gods, do to me and more also if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow. About this time, a 24-hour, she wanted to kill Elijah. Glory to God. So she thought, amen. Shockingly, the queen Jezebel is now, she's not converted by God. Amazing display of power. She's in around him. Praise God. She sees the miracles. She sees what God is doing, but she's still yet not converted. Somebody shout with me this morning. Amen. Praise God. Shockingly, Queen Jezebel is not converted by God's amazing display of power. We discovered that Jezebel did not attend the big showdown. Come on, Holy Spirit. She didn't attend the great Gomosiah, the showdown, even though Elijah had invited everyone. The Bible says in 1 Kings 18 and 19 that Elijah invited everyone. Now, therefore, send glory to God and gather all Israel to me on Mount Carmel. The 450 prophets of Baal and the 400 prophets of Asherah who eat at Jezebel's table. She was clearly not interested in who the real God was. She had already made up her mind and was not open to the possibility that she might be mistaken. All the times you may get frustrated by someone who you have invested a lot of time and effort into. You can get frustrated, but you just can't However, we should also be aware that not everyone is interested. You can read and read to them, praise God, hallelujah. After a while, they'd be like, I don't want to hear no more of that, praise God. So here, Jezebel just was not interested in who the real God was. She was going to continue in her lifestyle, regardless of the evidence. And glory to God, we ought to also be careful lest we find ourselves having the same attitude as the queen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Close to the possibility of God revealing himself to us and inviting us to change. Queen Jezebel not only missed out on an epic showdown between the God of Israel and Baal, but she also wants to kill the prophet of the true God who called fire from heaven and ended the drought as well. There is also the path where Elijah had 850 of her sponsored prophets killed. The evidence of God's power did not convert queen. Come on, somebody. It just made her angrier. She was not interested in worshiping the true God, and she was angry at God's messenger for making it clear beyond the shadow of doubt who was the real God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Now Elijah's dead man walking. Come on, somebody. My God, I give him glory. The Holy Spirit. Jezebel wanted Elijah killed. She wanted him as a dead, glory to God, as her prophets of Baal. Come on, somebody. The odd thing is that she sends Elijah a messenger, glory to God, letting him know he was a dead man. In about 24 hours, I'm going to kill you. Glory to God. So Jezebel told Elijah that she was going to kill him. And I would expect Elijah not, glory to God, not to be afraid after all God had done for on his behalf. See what happens here, glory to God. You would expect Elijah not to be afraid after all God had done on his behalf. God had used birds to bring food to Elijah in 1 Kings 17, 2 and 7. Glory to God. God has miraculously provided for him and the widow of Zarephath. My God, I give him glory. God had raised the widow's son from the dead. God had made the fire fall from heaven. Glory to God. God had made it to rain after 3 years and a half of drought. Elijah had witnessed all these miracles. Glory to God. Somebody said, be coming. Many of them took place as a direct result of his prayers. Come on, somebody said, prayer changes things. Elijah had a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a direct connect to the God of heaven. He had a direct connect to the Holy Spirit. Elijah knew that God was the real God, that he was the mighty God, and that he clearly cared for Elijah, his prophet. Somebody said, God cares for me as well. Yet Elijah runs. Fear comes in. Somebody say fear comes in. After all the great things that God does, fear crept in unaware. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. Fear. The Bible says be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. My God, after all that he had done, I personally believe that Jezebel could not have killed Elijah. Come on, Holy Spirit. I believe she was aware of this. I believe, my belief, that it is because she could not kill Elijah that she sends a messenger in order to scare Elijah. Satan prowls like a roaring lion. It is all that he can do. Satan cannot touch a child of God. Come on, somebody, without God's permission. And the Lord said to, glory to God, if you look at Job, amen, praise God, Job 1, 9 to 12, amen, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus. The Bible says, and the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. My God, I give him glory. He has to get permission from the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Job 2 says, amen, 4 and 8 says, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yeah, all that a man has will he give for his life. But here, praise God, but put forth thy hands now and touch his bones and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in thy hand, but save his life. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job on and sore boils, and the boils from the soles of his foot and his crown. Amen. And he took him and postured and scraped himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. That's when he put on sackcloth and ashes. Sometimes in life, people of God, amen, you got to get in a place of sackcloth and ashes. I've been there, know what it's like. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. My place of prayer. My place of prayer. Amen. Praise God. God limits what Satan can do in the lives of his children. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested beyond what you are able, but with the temptation, with the testing, come on, will also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it. If God wanted Elijah to live, come on, no one would be able to kill him. But Jezebel is in a desperate attempt, threatens Elijah, and instead of calling her bluff, instead of waiting for the word of God like Elijah had been doing up to now, he runs away scared. How often similar situations take place in our lives? Somebody say, be coming. Come on. Come on, Holy Spirit. Where the possibility of or the threat of danger, discomfort is enough to scare us away from the path to which God has called us. My God, come on, somebody. Oh, we be coming today. Running away. He was running away for the first time since we met Elijah. He leaves without God clearly calling him to go somewhere. Every time Elijah has changed locations up to now, it has been because of God's word. But now Elijah flees out of fear. The Bible says, and when, glory to God, and when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belonged to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He went into hiding and came and sat down under the broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. Come on, Holy Spirit, and said, it is enough now. Who's saying it is enough now? Come on, Holy Spirit. Lord, take my life, he says, for I am no better than my fathers. Now, all this Elijah has done, glory to God, now he sits in a suicidal state. Just take my life. I'm no better than my forefathers because of the spirit that was after him. I want to talk to somebody today. Praise God. Yet, quote, oh, son, the Holy Spirit. You can't throw in the towel. You are becoming who God calls you to be. Glory to God. Whatever it is, amen, praise God, that holds us back is going to loose us today by the power of the Holy Spirit. Elijah had enough. He had have years away from his country, away from his people, either hiding by the brook or living with an impoverished widow in a foreign land. Elijah had been faithful to God. He had witnessed miracles. The whole nation of Israel had witnessed miracles, fire and rain. What else could Elijah do if going through 3.5 years of drought and seeing the fire fall from heaven was not enough? Come on, somebody, to convert the nation. What will Elijah felt like a failure when his obedience and patience did not lead to the result that he expected? And that's what's wrong with the people of God today. What is God saying? What is God doing? See, we expect one way. I don't think that I did a good job. I don't think I preached that right. I don't think I prayed that right. I don't think I sung that right. Holy Ghost. And sometimes we sit as a failure. Glory to God, but the result is expected from the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't think I can do it that way. My God, how do we react when we do all that you can? An amazing thing happened, and yet the results you wanted, glory to God, and worked for, elude you, amen, evade and escape from a danger, an enemy, a pursuer, amen, praise God, typically in skillful and cunning ways, and glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, glory to God, we have witnessed amazing men and women want to walk away from even ministry because they did not witness the results they expected. People who have done amazing jobs in community service and children divisions and ministries and missionaries and singing a choir, doing this and doing that, praise God, have not met the pastors who feel similar, praise God, or the minister that feel the same, or the evangelist that feel the same. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It is so difficult to keep going when you are not witnessing what you expected to take place. What makes ministry even more difficult is when everyone appreciates your ministry, forget to let you know. Come on, because sometimes, praise God, they ain't going to tell you nothing, praise God, yet, quote, oh, both and the Holy Spirit. But my first thing that I always taught, if God is pleased with what I do, it doesn't matter who else thinks what. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, our expectations and God's expectations are two different things. My God, somebody say, keep it moving. Keep it moving, keep it moving, keep it moving. One person who does not like it, very vocal, praise God. I've been there, done that, praise God, where people say, oh, I don't like how she prays. I don't like how she prays. But see, that was the devil's assignment to make me walk away in fear. So I want to talk to somebody today, amen, that's rising up in God, that's becoming who God called them to be. Someone shout with me, keep it moving. The whole nation of Israel have been chanting the Lord. He is God, the Lord. He is God. But because one person stubbornly refused to believe in the God of Elijah, feels like a failure. Jezebel, because that spirit, Jezebel always enter in. Jezebel could be a man, could be a woman, could be anybody. Glory to God that comes in and try to shut you down. Yes, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord Jesus. Sadly, there are people in the modern days who believe and behave like Jezebel. There are men and women today who have similar attitudes towards God. Perhaps you have one in your life, in your faith community, praise God, a person who is not interested in following God. Glory to God, and devote all his energies or all her energy to get in the way of those who want to do the will of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's the parent who always complains about the children ministry. Glory to God, never offers for help. It's the leaders who always point out the problems and every outreach efforts in ministry. Glory to God. It's the person who makes you feel small and insignificant and foolish. Glory to to God, for even trying to do something for God. We cannot downplay the damage of Jezebel. Go mastato robo stand the Holy Ghost and cause in the lives of Elijah. Elijah was a giant of faith, yet one person called him to abandon his mission and run away. Jezebel was not the majority. Her attitude was not a glory to God, an accurate measure of the influence of Elijah's ministry. Amen. Praise God. And I call him the giant of faith. Praise God. Yet he ran away. He prayed that he might die on a mission wanting to kill himself. My God, I give him glory today. Praying for death. How did we arrive here? How did we get here? How did we get to what to throw in the tile? How did we get here to not believe in ourselves? How did we get here to stop the work of God? How did we get here today? My God, I give him glory. With the hero of the story praying that God, that he might die. After the mountaintop victory, Elijah. Come on, somebody say glory to God. And this is true, praise God. When there is always a mountaintop victory, the enemy always comes to try to discourage the people of God. When God gives you something and things go right, all of a sudden you get into a lonely place because Elijah was in a lonely place. My God, and then he said, glory to God, I'm not doing what God has called me to do. I can't do this. Amen. I can't do this no more. Just kill me and die already. My God, I give him glory. After the mountaintop victory, Elijah, God's top prophet, feels so terrible and he wishes to die. Good thing he does not take his own life, but rather ask God to do it. The irony is that if he really wanted to die, he could have just stayed where he was instead of running away. But I believe that, glory to God, many of us can relate to Elijah. Did you ever just want it to just get away? To run and to run and run and to run away into the desert, away from all the drama and all the problems, all the frustration, and just get away from everything and be alone in a quiet place. Perhaps Elijah realized he was better off living in the wilderness than with God's people. It does not at times seem easier to be a Christian in solitude than surrounded by the saints. The problem is the mission. God calls us to minister to people, but I'm getting ahead of myself. Someone say, it's the mission, it's the mission, it's the mission. Becoming, becoming. God's love. God's love. 1 Kings 19 and verses 5 through 8 says, then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, arise and eat. Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and laid down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. Hear me in the Spirit of God. People of God, there's a time that we have to rise, eat, and drink. What do I mean by eat and drink? Eat the Word of God. Drink from the Holy Spirit that we may be filled. Because the journey is going to be great. It's too great for you. Amen. So he arose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food for for 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. Have you ever woken up to smell a freshly baked cake? Here goes that cake again, y'all. Why would God send an angel to bake a cake on coal for Elijah? Why not just send some birds and with crackers and make water flow from the rock or something? Why not bring Elijah a granola bar or something? God sent an angel to feed Elijah, to care for him, to bake him a cake. Now, I could imagine Elijah never eating cake again after this, because after tasting that cake baked by an angel, no human cake could ever be compared. I believe that, praise God. That's Holy Spirit. I believe that God baked Elijah a cake because that's just who God is. God is love and merciful and gracious and tender, even with rebellious, broken, exhausted, depressed prophets. God could have abandoned Elijah for his lack of faith. God could have punished Elijah for running away while on duty. God could have lectured Elijah for his disobedience, but instead of all that, God baked him a cake. Cake has a way of making everyone feel better. It's a comfort food, right, people of God? It's hard to be angry at God when he brings you a cake. After this heavenly cake, Elijah is able to go 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God. The revelation snaps in, praise God. And the Bible says in 1 Kings 19:11, and then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by. That's the revelation. God was about to reveal himself to the prophet. A great and strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. The wind was so powerful. It was so incredible, but God was not in the wind. The mighty blast of wind was not a revelation of who God is. Come on, stop. Somebody, the power of the wind did not acclimate. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost represented God. That was not what God wanted to be associated with at the time. And after the wind and the earthquake, come on, somebody, if the wind was to tame and properly represent our mighty God, surely the earthquake would be a more fitting representative of God and his incredible power. But the Bible tells us that the Lord was not in the earthquake. Come on, Holy Spirit. As terrifying as the earthquake is, and we know what an earthquake, glory to God, does, but God was not in the earthquake. It was not an appropriate portrayal of God at that point in time. The altar, and after the earthquake, here comes the fire. Fire seems to be fitting to represent God, right? Because God is fire. Glory to God. Because even God says in his word, I make my ministers a flame of fire. When they go through the fire, glory to God, I make them a flame of fire. My God, the power of God to represent God. And after he, glory to God, all he had made fire fall from heaven and consume the offering on Mount Carmel. Surely the fire is how God would choose to reveal himself to the prophet. Yes, come on, Holy Ghost. But the Lord was not in the fire. When God wanted to reveal himself to his exhausted and discouraged prophet, come on, somebody, God did not reveal himself as a powerful force of nature. Glory to God. God had control over nature. Somebody say, God has control over nature, over the winds, over the earthquake, over the fire, but God was not in any of those things. God had, glory to God, dominion over all of them, but they did not define God at that time. God did not define himself by the power he possessed. Yes, God is powerful. He is all powerful because the Bible says he's all powerful. Job tells it. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that thou can do everything. Come on, and that no thought can be withholded from thee. That's Job. Glory to God. But God wanted to define himself in another attribute. Glory to God for Elijah, a small still voice. And after the fire, a still voice came. And so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle. My God, I give him glory. And went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. If anybody in a cave experience right now, praise God, when you got to wrap your mantle around you, praise God, and come out from that cave, my God, I give him glory today. God did not choose to be represented in the strong winds that tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces. God was not present in the terrifying earthquake. God not even present in the awesome fire. God wanted to be known by his still small voice, the mighty creator. Glory to God, to Messiah. Yes, Holy Ghost. God chose to reveal himself not through the displays of glory to God of great destructive power, but rather in a gentle whisper. So many times people are searching for God in all the wrong places. They are looking for God in the mighty wind. They claim to see God in the earthquake and fleas of fire of destruction. Meanwhile, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, God chooses to reveal himself through the soft whisper. Somebody say, I'm getting a revelation right now. My God, my God, my God. We're looking for God in the wrong places sometimes. My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. We want to do it our way. But God, glory to God, he controls nature. He controls the fire. He controls the wind. Come on, somebody. He controls the earthquake. He controls the world. The trouble is that you miss the gentle whisper if you're not listening for it. The strong winds can, Messiah, will catch your attention. The earthquake, glory to God, will make the news. The fire can't be ignored, but a still small voice is too easy to ignore. My God, how often do we slow down? Oh, come on, somebody say, come to a halt. My God, I give him glory. Somebody say, slow down. Slow down and seek a quiet place in order to better listen for the small, still voice. My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. How often do we worship expecting an earthquake and are disappointed to all the experiences, all the while missing the still, small voice? My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. How often do we neglect our personal devotion? My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. A quiet time with God, our prayer time with God. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Elijah was one, praise God, that prayed to God, and he had a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. He had a direct connect to God. He had a direct connect to the Holy Spirit. These are the perfect moments to listen for the small, still voice. How often do we downplay the importance of attending prayer meetings because it's too quiet, too simple, too boring, perhaps? Thinking God is not always exciting. Many times it takes patience and stillness and listening to heart. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Is somebody with me this morning? What are we doing here, Elijah? God asked Elijah a question. What are you doing here, Elijah? Oh, my son, the Holy Spirit. What are you doing here, Carolyn? What are you doing here? Glory to God. Somebody shout with me. So it was, the Bible says, glory to God. In 1 Kings 19:13, glory to God. So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And suddenly a voice came to him and said, what are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here, Elijah? Sometimes, people of God, I hear people say things that are posted that makes me wonder. Phrases like, I believe God can use you wherever you are, and he can bring blessings out of any situations, no matter how terrible, but I would hesitate to call every experience part of God's plan, because Elijah was somewhere that God did not tell him to go. God had not called him there. Everywhere, glory to God, else Elijah had gone up to the point, the brook of Cherub, to the widow's house in Zarephath, back to Israel. He had been been following strict and, oh yes, Holy Ghost, strict direction from God. But when Elijah fled for his life, God had told him, not told him to flee as a result. God now asks Elijah, what are you doing here, Elijah? In our lives, sometimes we are like Elijah, faithfully following God and waiting for his command. Sometimes we are like Elijah at Mount Horeb, scared, tired, and in desperate need of direction from God. It is dangerous to assume that I am always in God's will, willing, come on somebody, glory to God, living according to his plan. Because sometimes we run away. Sometimes we're scared of his plans. Come on somebody. Maybe you are exactly where God wants you to be. Or maybe God is asking you, what are you doing here? Why have you stopped my work? Come on somebody, glory my stop total and the Holy Spirit. Why are you chasing money and not doing what I have called you to do? See, a lot of times we are not where God wants us to be. And so God is asking us sometimes, my shot told it about standard, the same way he asked Elijah, Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing in this place? I didn't send you here. You followed strict instructions before. So why did you stop? Glory to God. Why did you go in hiding? Why did you go to that cave? Glory to God. Why did you run away? Only you can know the answer to that. In order to find the answer, you need to sincerely come before God, asking and willing to listen to that small, still voice. Glory to God. Said, I'm talking to somebody this morning. Come out of the cave. Must I told them about stand the Holy Spirit? It's not what you expect anyway. Must I told them about stand your glory to God? I can't do it that way. I can't preach like them. But if I look at the word of God, we are a sainted people. We are royal priesthood. We are called by God. The grace of God upon our lives are different from everybody else's. He set you apart for the kingdom of God. He called you at the altar. Come on, my Messiah. So the cave experience, God, your Messiah. Elijah had a cave experience that he had to come out because God said, Elijah, wait a minute, hold up. I don't find my prophet there. I know that he was doing mighty works before. I know that he was calling down fire. I know, praise God, yet called over son the Holy Spirit, that he got many people saved. But Elijah, now where are you? My God, is God calling somebody to come out of that deep cave? Is God calling somebody to come, my Messiah, to come forward? Maybe you got discouraged. Maybe you ran away. Maybe you're wondering why God does not let you die. Come on, somebody, my God, Holy Spirit, come forth right now. Noble Son, the Holy Spirit. My God, I give him glory. Wherever you may be, God's still small voice can help to redirect you and get you back on track. God told Elijah where to go from there and what to do. If you are willing to listen, God also has a plan for your life. The Bible says, glory to God. Come on, Holy Spirit. Jeremiah says it best. Jeremiah, we always quote it, but listen, people of God, we got to get this word precept by precept, line by line. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans of well-being and not of for trouble, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me. Somebody said, then you will call upon me, and I will come, come on somebody, and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Come on, and you will look for me, and you will find me. When you look for me, go my Messiah, with all your heart, I will be found by you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you, and I will bring you back and gather you from the nation and all the places where I have made you go, saith the Lord. I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you away. My God, I give you glory, Jesus. Holy Ghost, have your way. Are you willing to listen to and to obey that small, still voice? Elijah was a powerful man of God. At the spoken word, when he spoke, God answer. But he allowed Jezebel to chase him away from the mission. Every Jezebel spirit that's in our life, be null and void right now in the name of Jesus. He did miraculous signs and wonders, powerful things, but he let a woman, the spirit, chase him from the assignment and the mission of God and ran for the fear of his life. And God came and found him and asked him, what are you doing here? I did not send you here. Come out of this cave and I'll give you the assignment. People of God, we bless and praise God this morning. I can go on, but wherever Jezebel's hiding in your life to make you stop the mission that God has called you to, may you go forward in the power of the Holy Spirit. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we can do all things through Christ. God baked Elijah a cake. Elijah was fed, and he went 40 days and 40 nights. What a revelation. When we eat and drink, Spirit of God, we can go further. The revelation, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord will pass by. The Lord will speak, people of God. What an incredible God we have. The wind. The fire. You know, they always say the earth, wind, and fire. The fire, all that. But God wasn't in all that. That small, still voice. Listen for the Spirit of the living God. Amen. Praise God. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Our Sunday morning service. Amen. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I pray that the word of God, with no matter what you're going through, because we all, glory to God, even with rebellious and broken, exhausted, depressed prophet, God still chased him down. Where are you? Come on, Spirit of the living God. People of God, God has a assignment for us. He has a mission for us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You might not be a prophet. You might not be an evangelist. You might not be a pastor. Amen. You might not be none of them. You might be a lay person, but God has something for you. Amen. To do for the kingdom of God. Don't go hiding. Amen. In the cave. Amen. Praise God. God is calling his people out of caves this season. Amen. To do the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget on Thursday, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you. I'm going to say Reign of Glory. True Vine International Ministry, amen. Let me say it one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. True Vine International Ministry Church. I'll say it like that. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Pastor Ilona Waters, I tell you, it's been such a blessing. Amen. On Thursdays, amen. While I am working, I'm listening to the word of God. Amen. Every time I get a chance, amen. Praise God. So thank you, Pastor Ilona Waters, for standing for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We bless and praise God on this day. Hallelujah. And we ask God to continue to have his way in our lives. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, all the ones that's been a blessing to this ministry. Amen. Glory to God. Know that I pray over every offering. Every offering, amen, be lifted up to the heavens. Amen. And I pray that God will send you increase, increase, increase. Amen. And God will rebuke the devourer for your sake. That's the word of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God this day. Amen. For his grace and his mercy. With that being said, let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Glory to God. Don't forget, amen, if someone desires to get in touch with me for any reason, you can call me 302-883-9799. Let me say it one more time. 302-883-9799. God bless you. Let us pray. Father God, we come before you this morning and we say thank you, Father God, for this Sunday service, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless and praise you, Father God, for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ today, God. We thank you, God, that you have opened up our hearts, God, and sealed your word within our soul, God, that we will not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that we all get a revelation, a new revelation, Father God. At the mountaintop experience, God, there is also valley experience, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The greatest victory we know, glory to God, bring the greatest warfare upon our lives. But we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that there's victory in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to touch each and every one from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet. Bless their household. Bless their loved ones, Father God. Bless their week ahead, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just want to say thank you for mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for sovereignty, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for the clean bill of health. Yay, my Santo Robo Santo, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the clean bill of health. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. Now we ask that you continue to move by your mighty power, God, today. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen and amen and amen. I have a song for you. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Amen.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Give me you. Lord, give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. Cause it's me.
Give me.
give me you.